About the first thing, e-mobility, there's one thing which I wonder about. A lot of people around are talking a lot about e-mobility, but BMW are not really. You have produced your i3 and some sort of a semi-electric car, the i8, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of companies talking. Is there any special philosophy behind you? Are you in a, some sort of a waiting position, or what are you actually doing? So. Mm-hmm.
I would say it slightly differently, but you're right. I think a lot of people are talking.
Yeah.
BMW is doing. That's the difference. And seriously taken, we have launched BMW iS, I'm sure you know, about 5 years ago. So the brand has been launched 5 years ago. We have over 100,000 cars out on the road driving, electrified by BMW. So we are not talking about something that is announced and coming in a few years, or a new brand to be founded in the next years. We have a sub-brand for electromobility since 5 years. We have sold over 100,000 electrified BMWs. I don't want to say it's already the new normal for us, but it is already a vital part of our business. And you know, we have the two bookends, BMW M and BMW I, and they are really of same importance for us. So if you, also number-wise, if you look in volumes last year, they're roughly sort of the same volume size that we're doing. So for us, if your impression is we are not talking so much about electromobility, then that might be the reason that we already consider that as an integral part in our business. We have the largest lineup of electrified cars of any manufacturer. You know, we are offering plug-in hybrids from, you call it the semi-electric, but it's plug-in hybrids and it's a valid technology. We're offering that not just in the i8, we're offering that in every category, so from a 3 series to 5 series to X5, whatever it is, so customers can choose in any segment to have an electrified BMW. And I think it proves that we have not just been one of the first, but really being the pioneers of electromobility 5 years ago.
Has it something to do with some sort of a philosophy? Because as far as I can see, some of your competitors are talking about electrical cars, and then there are a few, and it surprised me, only very, very few of your competitors who are actually talking about cars who are fulfilling a target for the customer. This car is working like that for me, so therefore the electrical drivetrain may be the right one, maybe the hybrid, maybe something different.
I cannot comment on what the competitors think there, but
no.
For us it's clearly, I think all of the electrified BMWs have a very clear target and a very clear position. So if you take the i3, for example, it's the perfect car. We called it always the mega city vehicle or the urban car. It's the perfect car for urban mobility. Is it the perfect car if you go Copenhagen, Munich, back and forth all the time? No, of course not. And we never say that. I mean, if you want to do that, they're flying, or they should take an X5 diesel or whatever. Yeah. So the i3 is very clearly positioned as the right perfect car for urban mobility. It has sufficient reach, but it is not an overloaded by batteries only car. It is the right balance of having sufficient reach for doing your urban mobility in a very easy way. What is more important for me is that whatever car we do, and the i3 clearly is the same, it is a true BMW. It is the ultimate driving machine. It is fun to drive. And if you drive an i3 and you do, for example, a kickstart at a traffic light, you leave any sports car behind. You really enjoy that. I mean, because you have the full power immediately when you go onto it, because the car is so handy. It's so, you know, easy. So I think there's a lot of fun to drive the i3, and that's really what it is about. Because, and I fully agree with you, we have to think it from the customer point of view. From the customer point of view, what sort of drivetrain, what sort of battery technology, what sort of cell technology, who cares? Yeah, I want this thing to drive, I want it to be fun, I want to make sure that I have sufficient reach and don't get nervous about not having sufficient reach, and I want to have a good-looking car. You know, and I think the i3 really fulfills that. It is very special. It's a purpose-built car, as you know. So it's not just a copy of a design, but it's a specific standalone design. If you see a lot of the other cars that are coming now, they are picking certain design features of the i3, so it seems to be a benchmark also for other designers. And again, it's something we have put into the market 5 years ago. The work, and you probably heard before about Project I when we started this whole idea, that's nearly 10 years ago now. So we as a company, and part of our strategy number one, we had a very early commitment into electromobility because we could see that this will be the way to go forward. This will be the only way to really achieve the CO2 targets, emission targets, etc. And we had at a very early stage, and I think that's a real strength of the company, a very clear commitment to go into electromobility. And that's why we have such a broad range. I mean, if you look, again, it's nobody has such a wide range of offers at the moment in their portfolio.
When we look at your exposure, is it one of the reasons why you actually choose, they have established the Formula E championship, not directly to take part, now you're part of it with the Andretti team, but to go in there with the two iCars, the i3, the i8, in order to expose these cars more than participate?
Yeah, I mean, it's logical if you go into such a electric race to go in with the electric cars, so I think that was natural to do it with the iBrand. For me, we had a very close look, and I'm, as you know, very, very close in contact with Argag, etc. And we thought it was a very interesting idea to run this Formula E, to come up with that idea, to come up with that concept. A very interesting choice of cities and venues where they're going. I very much like the idea of this happening basically in the town and not, you know, somewhere 30 kilometers outside.
You have a totally other audience.
Yeah, definitely. And that's for me the charming aspect. So we, from brand and marketing side, it's really interesting to go into a new format, seeing different customers, seeing different interests, getting in contact with different people. But of course, if we do something, we do it properly. So I wanted to first find out, you know, is it really working? Is it the right audience? How is it being accepted? And I think Argag also made quite a few changes to it over the course of time now, so they had to learn. And I think it was a good time of, you know, I would call it joint learning on the way. So having the i8 pace car in there, safety car in there, etc., were good first steps for me to test it a little bit, to understand it, to grasp what is the idea, etc. And now joining up with the Andretti team, I think is the right way again for us to go into it and really perform.
To learn and to feel.
Yeah, and also really have a good performance. I mean, they're highly professional with that. I don't need to tell you. You're more the expert than I am. But I think it's the right way to go into it and get the best for the brand and for the motorsports. And, you know, for BMW Motorsports, is in the very much in the genes of the brand. So it was just a logical consequence that we also use then the motorsports genes to go into the electric side. So if electromobility is the new normal, let's call it like that, then it's logic that you need something in motorsports as well that comes out of this electromobility. So I think it's a very smart idea to do this Formula E, and I think it will grow. I mean, is it yet already perfect? No, it isn't. Are there still some cities where I would wish to see more visitors? Yes, I do. But, you know, I don't care. I think it's something that will evolve and will be a very, very useful format.